All right, so following up on our discussion of the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, we're going to delve into another sugya which is related, but not exactly the same topic. It's a sugya that comes up mainly from a Tosfos on Tzadi Testament Beis, and this Tosfos really gets a lot of attention in a bunch of different Makoros. It's an important Tosfos to be aware of. An important Tosfos to analyze, and it's going to bring us to some very important yesodos. Okay, so let's begin like this. The Mishnah says, "Erev Pesachim samach lemincha lo yochal adam ad shetechshach." And we know that rule that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, that on Erev Pesach, one may not begin a meal from samach lemincha from 3 o'clock and onward. And the Mishnah here says, "Ad shetechshach," until dark. Implying that once dark hits, right, once Tzeis HaKochavim arrives, so then one is permitted to begin eating. So Tosfos makes the comment right over here. Ad shetechshach. Let's go through the Tosfos together. Everybody inside. Makshinon amai itzrich ad shetechshach. Pshita. So Tosfos, the first question is, why does the Mishnah have to say the words ad shetechshach? After all, isn't that obvious? We all know that once the night of the 15th arrives, that one is allowed to eat. That's obvious, right? Because the whole point here was that you weren't allowed to eat in order to await the night of the 15th, in order to await the Chiyuv Matzah. But once that night arrives, then of course you can start eating. So isn't that obvious? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us Ad Shetechshach? That's question number one. Question number two, Ve'od, Zibigamar Gavei Shabbos Zviyamin Tovim Lo Katani Le. Tosfos says, There's a kind of divide here. There's an inconsistency. On the one hand, the Mishnah with respect to our Erev Pesachim, with respect to the 14th of Nisan, says Ad Shetechshach. But if you look in the Gemara, when we start talking about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, and the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether one is permitted to eat from Samach Leminchan onwards on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, there the Braisa does not say Ad Shetechshach. It doesn't say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is not allowed to eat Ad Shetechshach. It just says he's not allowed to eat. So why is there an inconsistency? Why only with respect to Erev Pesach does the Mishnah say Ad Shetechshach? Those are the two questions of Tosfos. We're going to see two different answers of Tosfos. These two different answers are going to be really the backbone for our shiur tonight. So the first answer comes from the Rimi Korbil. V'omer HaRimi Korbil, Degabe Matza Davka Ba'inan Ad Shetechshach. You know why the Mishnah here on Tzadi Testament Beis with respect to Arvi Pesachim, why it goes out of its way to say Ad Shetechshach? Because there's something special about the context of Pesach. And that is that there's a mitzvah that we are anticipating in this context that can be done only at nighttime, only from Tzeis HaKochavim and onwards. And that mitzvah is Achilas Matzah. Achilas Matzah can be done only after Tzeis HaKochavim. How do we know that? Kedusana b'Tosefta HaPesach v'HaMatzah u'Maror Mitzvasan mishetechshach. Tosefta says, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, all of those achilos must be after Tzeis HaKochavim. V'taima mishum dechsev v'achilu es habasar b'layla hazeh. The Torah tells us to eat the Korban Pesach specifically on the night of the 15th. U'matzah u'maror is keshu l'Pesach. And then there's a connection between Matzah and Maror and the Korban Pesach. Just as the Korban Pesach needs to be eaten on the 15th at night, so too Matzah and Maror. Here comes the key line for us. Aval su'uda shamis v'yamim tovim matzi achil lehu mibe'od yom. But when it comes to a su'uda shamis and yantif, that su'uda you can have mibe'od yom, meaning that if you accept Shabbos early, you accept Shabbos prior to Tzeis HaKochavim, right, or prior to Shkia Sachama, you make it even earlier, so you can have your su'uda earlier on in the day. I think it's come up in the past. Guys have asked me about what about if you make early Shabbos, right, during the summer, popular to make early Shabbos. You accept Shabbos from Plag HaMincha. So can you have your Suda even before, forget about Tzeis, even before Shkia? Tosos here, according to the Rimi Korbil, says that you can. Kid de Amrinan, we have a raya for that, we have a proof. Beperek Tfilas HaShachar, the Gemara Brachos Chav Zayin Amid Beis, which we'll see soon, Mispalal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Ve'omer Kiddush Hayom Be'od Yom. The Gemara there says that one can daven the Tfilah for Shabbos, a Shabbos Mariv, even before Shabbos really arrives on Friday night, and he can say Kiddush Miba'od Yom as well. So Tosa says that if that's the case, if you can daven the Mariv of Shabbos and you can say Kiddush, so then why can't you have your meal as well? So Tosa says, of course you can. You can have your meal earlier on. How does Tosos get into this? So what question is Tosos addressing here, Chevra? They're pointing out the difference between Shabbos and Yontif on the one hand and Pesach on the other. So someone, let's recap, what's the question and what's the answer? Anybody?
And why does it have to say Al Shetach Shabbos here, but not by Shabbos and Yontif?
Good. That's the question. What's the answer?
Because by Pesach specifically, we have the mitzvah of matzah, which can only be done once it gets dark, as opposed to Shabbos, where you can start even Friday afternoon.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So we only use the phrase Ad Shetach Shach when we have an achila that needs to take place, that necessarily takes place at nighttime. Yes, Ilan.
I remember hearing that you shouldn't start your seder until Tisa Kochavim, but if the whole reason that we're going to hold off is because the mitzvah of matzah is specifically in the nighttime, why couldn't you start your seder earlier, make Kiddush while it's not yet Tisa Kochavim, and by the time you're finished with Mandi, then it will be nighttime, and then that's when you'll have matzah? Like, why do we have to wait if it's not due to matzah, if it's not
insane? Fantastic question. Okay, so the idea is that we apply the same rule that applies to matzah to Dalet Kosos as well. And we treat the Kos of Kiddush as one of the Dalet Kosos. Since Dalet Kosos have to be after Tzeisa Kochavim, therefore one can only start the Seder after Tzeisa Kochavim. But Bli Neder, hopefully we'll come back to that question later on in the year when we discuss Dalet Kosos. That'll be in the second half of the year. But very, very good question. On the ball. Okay? All right, we're going to skip the next couple lines in Tosos. Let's jump down to Rabbeinu Yehuda Tirates. It's in my Gemara, it's five lines up from the bottom. Rabbeinu Yehuda Tirates. So this is a second answer in Tosos. So that answer that Moshe just recapped for us, that was the answer of the Rimi Korbil. Now we're going to have an answer from Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda Tirates, Afilu Ibo Inon Gabi Shabbos V'yamim Tov V'mat Shetech Shach. Even if you tell me that what? That you cannot have your Shabbos meal earlier on in the day. You have to wait until nighttime. Nonetheless, I can explain to you the discrepancy. I can explain to you why it says Ad Shetach Shach only with respect to Pesach, but not with respect to Shabbos and Yontif. And why is that? Because Hacha Itzdich Lemisni has to say it here in the context of Pesach, Da'asa La'ashmu Inan, because it's coming to teach us, Da'af Agav Deshchitas Psachim Ibe'od Yom, even though the Korban Pesach was shechted earlier on the day of the 14th, Eino Nechol Mibe'od Yom Kishar Kachim. There's something special about the Korban Pesach, which is that it cannot be eaten from the time of its Shchita. Rather, you have to wait until nighttime. And the Yerushalmi accords nicely with this opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda, because the Yerushalmi says as well, it implies that you can't have your Suda earlier, because it says on Erev Shabbos you have to wait until dark to have any food. Yes, Moshe.
What would Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk that we quoted earlier? I mean, it's pretty obvious that you can't eat the Korban Pesach until night. But Lai Mal Zeh.
I assume that what he means is that the Mishnah is formulating itself so that it highlights that unique din.
But it's not teaching it to us.
Right.
It's something we already know.
I think so. I mean, I don't think this opinion disagrees with Vachlus Abbas Balai Lo Azeh. I think it's just trying to say the Asalash Mu'inan kind. I think it means that it's coming to emphasize.
Okay.
But I hear. Okay. So Sof Kol Sof, what comes out of Tosfos? An interesting question as to why there's a discrepancy between Pesach on the one end and Shabbos and Yontif on the other. Pesach has Ad Shetach Shach, Shabbos and Yontif doesn't. Tosfos has two answers. Answer number one of the Rimi Korbil is that when it comes to Pesach, you can't start your meal early because you have to have matzah and at night. Whereas for Shabbos, you can have your meal early. Answer number two of Rabbeinu Yehuda is that no, you have to have your meal. You cannot have your meal early in Shabbos either. The only reason why we say Achetashach in the context of Pesach is because because Korban Pesach differs from other Kadshim, such that it cannot be eaten right away. You have to wait until nighttime to have the Korban Pesach. That's the summary of what comes out of Tosos. Okay, now let's turn to our source sheet. Source number one is the Kovit Shiurim of Rav Elchanan Wasserman. He asks a fascinating question. So he comments, Tosos Risha Arvi Psachim Kosu, Dachilas Matzi Yidavka Achetachshach, Velokimo B'Shabbos, Tavsh Lakayish B'Vod Yom. This is the first answer, the Rimi Korbil, that there's a difference that you can have your Suda early for Shabbos, but not for Pesach. V'tayim Mishum Dechsev Balayla. So the reason why you can't have your Suda early on Pesach, you can't have your Matzah early, is why? Because it says, V'achlu V'sabasar Balayla Hazeh. You have to have it at nighttime. V'tosefes Yontif Lo Havilayla. Says Rav Elchanan, we know there's a concept called Tosefes Yontif. We'll delve into this more in the coming minutes, but just as a very, very quick introduction, the concept of Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Shabbos, the concept of Tosefes is adding on time to a sanctified day. Okay? So instead of the day beginning at Shkiyas HaChama, you accept it a little bit earlier than Shkiyas HaChama. And instead of the day ending at Tzeis HaKuchavim, you go a little bit past Tzeis HaKuchavim. Right? So it's the idea of adding on to the day on both ends. Okay? So there is such a mitzvah in the Torah, to be mosif, mekodesh, mechol ala kodesh, to be mosif time onto these sanctified days. So Rav Elchanan says that even though you would have Tosefes Yontif, right? So let's say it comes the 15th of Nisan, yeah, it's Pesach, and we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Yontif, so we accept Pesach a little bit early, yeah? But says Rav Elchanan that despite the fact that you accepted Pesach, you still can't eat matzah. Why? Because the din of matzah requires nighttime. So even though you've accepted the yontif, is it night? It's not night yet. It's not night until Tzeis HaKuchavim. And the din of matzah requires night. So therefore, you have to wait until Tesvav to eat the matzah. Then Rav Elchanan comments, U'mashma di'ilav kra ra'ilomar di'yotei b'pesach u'matzah b'tosefes yontif. So here, let's make a little bit of an inference. Okay, let's follow the cheshbon. Says Rav Elchanan, were it not for the pasuk of Va'achlu es habasar balayla hazeh, what would Tosfos have held? What would they have said? When can you eat your matzah? Pretend you live in a world where there's no such pasuk. Va'achlu es habasar balayla hazeh. Can you eat your matzah before nighttime? What do you think? Exactly, Ethan, right? Because the only thing that's restricting you is the Gzeres HaKasuv Balai Lo Hazeh, right? So that's the inference Rav Elchanan makes. So then, what would be the basis to say that? I mean, why would you be allowed to have your matzah? After all, doesn't the Torah say that matzah is a chiyuv of Pesach? Pesach doesn't set in until the 15th of Nisan, right? So how could you have your matzah earlier on in the day, even if you did accept the yontif? So Rav Elchanan comments, Kevan dekadosh le'inyan isur malacha, hu adin le'inyan mitzvah hayom. When you accept upon yourself the kedushas hayom, you accept upon yourself the sanctity of the day that awaits you. So you say, I'm considering it, I'm mekabel upon myself the day of Pesach. So that has a number of ramifications. Number one, it prohibits you from doing malacha, because melacha is asr on the first day of Pesach. If you accept Pesach early, that adds to the zman, that adds to the time of the Isur melacha. Says Rav Elchanan that in addition to that, not only are there extra restrictions, not only are you prohibited from doing melacha, but you would also be allowed to fulfill the mitzvahs hayom. You would also be able to fulfill mitzvos that are Pesach relevant, that are tied to Pesach. So one such example would be matzah. Right? So this is all working within this kind of alternate reality. Pretend that we didn't have this pasuk of Achlu es habasar balayla hazeh. What would have been, theoretically, what would have been the case? Says Rav Chanan, Tosfos would have said you could have had your matzah early. Why could you have your matzah early? Because if Tosefes works to prohibit you from doing malacha, then it works also to facilitate fulfilling a positive mitzvah like matzah. Now, based on that analysis, Rav Chanan asks a very interesting question. He points out, V'kasha. D'biksubis mem zayin kasvu. There's a Tosfos of Maseches Ksubis. That's in source number 2. Tosfos there says, we know there's a mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha for those of us who were at yeshiva last year, right? So we learned Moed Katan, right? We learned Hilchos Chol HaMoed. We spent a while on the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Yeah, we remember that. V'samachta b'chagecha in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That whole sugya of not having two simchas clash with one another. So we have a mitzvah d'oraisa of a samachta b'chagecha. You have to have simcha and yontif. So Tosos and Ksubis implies that during the Zman of Tosefes, again, which refers to this extra period, this extra time of the yontif that you're mekabel upon yourself, there is no such mitzvah. That mitzvah of simchas yontif doesn't apply. So now Rav Elchanan's stuck. What's the kasher that bothers Rav Elchanan? Does anybody catch it? There seems to be a contradiction between Tosos and Ksubis and Tosos and Psachim. What's that contradiction? Ethan.
It seems like the reason why you can't start your pseudo, you can't have Masa, you can't have Marner, you can't have Pesach, is because of the pasuk of the uncle who went to Basar Balila, right? And that's the only thing that's keeping you from doing that up until dark. Right, but there's no such pasuk that is preventing you from getting the mitzvah of samachta v'chagecha. However, Tosfos still says that you can't get that until it gets dark. So it seems like the pasuk isn't the thing that is actually having you get the mitzvah of matzah and maror until dark. It seems like it's something else.
Oh, okay, very, very good. I'm going to say it in a little bit of a different way, but it's really the same thing. Just that Tosfos in Psachim fundamentally thinks that a mitzvah that is shayach to a yontif could be done during the time period of Tosefes. That's why, Ethan, that's why you need the pasuk to tell you that in this specific case of matzah, you have to wait until the nighttime. But were it not for that pasuk, then you could have done the mitzvah earlier. So then Rav Elchanan stuck, because I have a Tosfos in Ksubis that tells me that there's a mitzvah that actually applies to every yontif called Simchas Yontif, Esamachta B'chagecha. And Tosos there says that you can't do that during the time period of Tosefes. You can't fulfill that. So which one is it? Can you fulfill the mitzvah of the Yom during the time period of the Tosefes or not? Tosos in Psachim, implication yes. Tosos in Ksubis, implication no. So here we're stuck. Okay? That is the kasha of Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Yes, Moshe.
Can you just clarify how
would
be yes?
Yeah. So let's say, right, so Tosos, the logic in Tosos goes like this. Why are you not allowed to have matzah until the nighttime? Because of the pasuk v'achlu asabasar balayla azeh. The implication is that had you not had that pasuk, could you have matzah early? Yes. So that proves that fundamentally you can do a mitzvah early. It's just that in the specific context of Pesach, we have a pasuk that tells us to delay. Okay? Good? Geshmak. Yes, Ilan.
Is that common to make that like jump of that the fact they needed that you need a pasuk to prove something would imply that if that pasuk didn't exist, like what's wrong with like going to the strongest source or something? There's no need to like go through all logic to defer from like a pasuk.
Yeah, well, I mean what he's doing, I think what you're asking is a good question, I'll explain, but what Rav Elchanan's doing in his analysis is he's making inferences, right? Of course, the last man to Pollock, everybody agrees, v'achlu es habasar b'layla azeh, you have to have the matzah at night. But the question of why the Torah had to tell you that is an important question, because it may suggest that without that pasuk, the din would have been different. And then you can ask yourself about cases where you don't have such a pasuk, and that's what Ethan was saying before. Right? In other contexts where you don't have psukim that tell you to delay, then what's going to be your conclusion? right? So that's why it's important to analyze the counterfactual, right? The hypothetical. Now, what you might have been asking is, this analysis, this form, this structure of analysis doesn't always stand, because sometimes the Torah's pasuk itself could be teaching you what could be teaching you the fundamental idea. In other words, in this context, that would mean to say that V'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh teaches you that not only for matzah do you have to wait until the 15th, but for any mitzvah that is shayach to a specific yom, you have to wait until nighttime to do that mitzvah. Right? So it would be to generalize that pasuk. But to be honest, that's a little bit difficult to do in this case. Why would I extend from the mitzvah of matzah to all other mitzvahs that apply to a yom? That's not necessarily a pasuk thing to do. And that's why Rav Elchanan thinks that that's not compelling, but rather we can infer that if we need a pasuk in this context, that must mean that there's no fundamental problem with doing the mitzvah earlier. Yeah? Clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay. So now let's push forward a little bit, okay? So that's basically the backbone for our shiur, as I said before. Okay, we have this Tosfos and Psachim, two opinions there. Rav Elchanan asks Akasha on the first opinion. He says, if the Rimi Korbil is right, that you can't have the matzah until nighttime because of Achlu Es HaBasar B'Laylo Hazeh, but fundamentally, you really could do a mitzvah early, so then why does Tosfos and Ksubis say that you can't do Simchas Yontif early? Okay? So to solve Rav Elchanan's question, and in so doing, hopefully, come out with a better understanding of what this concept of Tosefes Yontif is all about, so I want to take you through a couple different sources just to get a background to what Tosefes Yontif is, and then hopefully bring it back to answering Rav Elchanan's question. Okay? So first of all, in source number 3, we have the main source for the concept of Tosefes, which is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes. It also appears in Maseches Yuma, a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. This is a famous Gemara. Everybody should be aware of this Shachar V'Tarya. So there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, how to darshan, how to extrapolate the pasuk Becharish uvakotir tishbos. Torah tells us Becharish uvakotir tishbos. During the plowing season and during the harvest season, you should rest. What exactly does that mean? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Einu tzarech lomar charish v'katir shal shviyas. It doesn't have to be talking about the plowing and the harvesting of the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, of the shviyas, because that we already know is prohibited, that you're not allowed to plow or harvest during that year. So, Ela charish shal erev shviyas hanichnas l'shviyas v'katir shal shviyas hayotze l'motzai shviyas. The pasuk is coming to include an additional time period. What's it trying to say? It's trying to say that plowing during the end of the sixth year, which leads into the seventh year, and harvesting during the beginning of the eighth year, which follows from the seventh year, are also prohibited. So not only do you have a prohibition of plowing and harvesting during the seventh year itself, but rather the dinim, the restrictions, the prohibitions of shviyas, they flow over, they spill over, they overflow into the sixth year that precedes it and into the eighth year that follows it. Okay? So that's one example of the din of Tosefes, where you have an idea of Shvius, the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, that has certain dinim. And Tosefes, the idea that you add on time to this time unit, basically establishes that the dinim of Shvius apply to the end of the sixth year and to the beginning of the eighth year, not only to the seventh year. That's the way that Rabbi Akiva extrapolates or interprets that pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel interprets it, gets the idea of Tosefes from a different pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel Mosifin Mechol ala Kodesh Minale. Where does he know that we're supposed to add from the Kodesh day onto Chol? Nafkale Midesanya from the following Braisa, which is in Yoni Diyoma for Yom Kippur. V'ini semes nafsho seichem besisha. So the pasuk in Parshas Emor says, V'ini semes nafsho seichem besisha lachodesh bo erev, me erev ad erev, tish besu shabbatechem. Very, very complex, convoluted pasuk. Tells us to, V'ini semes nafsho seichem besisha lachodesh bo erev, that you're supposed to afflict yourselves on the ninth of the month, meaning in advance of the tenth of the month of Yom Kippur. Yachol betisha, you might have thought that that really means that you should observe Yom Kippur, so to speak, on the ninth. Tamad Lomer Bo Erev. No, you're supposed to wait until nighttime. Ibo Erev Yachol Mishatech Shach. I might have thought you have to wait until Tzisak Kochavim. Tamad Lomer Besisha. You're supposed to have a little bit on the ninth. So it seems like there's almost like a contradiction in the Pasuk. On the one hand, it says Besisha. On the other hand, it says Bo Erev. How do we reconcile nighttime with the ninth day? So says Rabbi Shmuel, HaKetzad, Maschil Umisane Mimbeod Yom. What it means is that Yom Kippur is the 10th, but you begin the affliction of Yom Kippur already on the 9th. That's what's called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, adding on to the day of Yom HaKippurim. Milamid Shemosifin Mechol HaLakodesh. In the Ela Bechnisaso, that teaches me only to add on to the beginning part. Biitziyaso Minayin, how do I know to add on to the end part? Tamad Omer Me Erev Ad Erev. From evening to evening. From the first evening on the 9th to the second evening after the 10th. In the Ela Yom HaKippurim, but I've only learned so far that I have to do so for Yom Kippur. Shabbosos Minayin, how do I know that I should add on to Shabbos? This is a mitzvah that applies every week. Tamad Omer Tishbisu. From the word Tishbisu in the Pasuk, we derive that the concept of Tosefes applies not only to Yom Kippur, but also to Shabbos. Yomim Tovim Minayin, how do I know that it applies to Yom Tif also? Talmud Lomar Shabbatechem. From the word Shabbatechem at the end of the Pasuk, we derive that it applies to all Yomim Tovim. HaKeitzad, Kol Makom Sheyash Bo Shvus Mosifim Mechol Al HaKodesh. So in summary, whenever you have an Isur Melacha, whenever you have a prohibition to do malacha, comes with that a mitzvah, an obligation, to add on to the time period. Okay, to be mosif mechol ala kodesh. That's just very quickly, just running through the Gemara. That's the background to the din of Tosefes. You have two different sources between the Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva b'charish v'vakotzer tishbos, adding on to Shvius. Rabbi Shmuel from this whole pasuk about Yom Kippur. Now let's zero in on the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. Because what's at stake in our Tosfos, right? Remember, before we even got to Rav Elchanan, we had two opinions in Tosfos. One opinion said that you could have your Suda Shabbos early, and another one said that you couldn't. You had to wait until nighttime. And what we want to know is, what exactly is at the root of the dispute between those opinions? So to explain that, we have to have a better understanding of the concept of the principle of Tosefes Shabbos. So Tosos quoted a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. I want to use that Gemara as a springboard to understand what Tosefes is all about. The Gemara there, source number 4, Amar Abchia Bar Avi, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav Davind, Mariv of Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Rav Yoshia Matzli Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rav Yoshia even Davind, Mariv of Sunday, on at the end of Shabbos. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, when Rav Davind Mariv of Shabbos earlier on Friday. So the Gemara asks, Omer Kedusha Alakos, O Eino Omer Kedusha Alakos. Did he also make Kiddush? Toshma, bring a Rai from a Braisa, or from the Amoraim, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Mispalel Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Ve'omer Kedusha Alakos. Not only may one daven Mariv early, but one can also recite Kiddush early. V'hilchas HaKavasa in the halacha is like that. Okay? So what do we get out of the Gemara in Brachos, that Tosos Alatar, that Tosos on our daf quoted? That there is such a halacha that one may daven Mariv early. This is the whole idea of accepting Shabbos early. Like I said before, during the summer months when everybody makes early Shabbos, what allows you to daven Mariv of Shabbos before nighttime, even before Shkia? So this Gemara says that you can daven Mariv early, mibaod yom on Friday. Not only that, but when you come home, and maybe it still hasn't even been Shkia yet, you can make Kiddush too. Yeah? That's what this Gemara says. Okay? Now, the Rishonim are bothered by a kasha. Bam kasha. Very important kasha. Gabe, you ready for this? Here come the Rishonim. This is happens to be actually the Rimi Korbil also. The Or Zarua quotes the Rimi Korbil in source number 5. Other Rishonim asked this question as well. Okay? Kiddush on Friday night, Chevra. Mitzvah de Oraisa or Mitzvah de Rabbanan? Good. Zachar Sama Shabbos Tekacha. That's actually going to be one of our main topics in our pet. So, a little prelude, okay? A little foreshadow. So, Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa, okay? If I had to ask you, when does the Torah consider Shabbos to start? What would you say? When does Shabbos start?
Yeah,
Shkia is the Safik and the Vaday Tzeis HaKochavim, right? Yeah? So here's the question of the Rishonim. If Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and let's say, for example, it's a summer month, and I make Shabbos at Plag HaMincha, okay? Over an hour before Shkia. Yeah? How can I say Kiddush during that time if that time period is really only considered Shabbos Midrabanan, because Moshe just told me that Shabbos Midoraisa doesn't kick in until nightfall? How can I say Kiddush, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, during a Dirabanan time period of Shabbos? Again, Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa. According to the assumption of this question, the timing of the Tosefes Shabbos is only Midrabanan. How can I do a mitzvah d'oraisa during Shabbos d'Rabbanan? That's the question of the Rishon. Brian, you had a question?
Are there psukim like the ones Tosfos quotes by Matzah and Pesach, also by Kiddush, or no?
Nope. Just says Zachor Sema Shabbos Tekadcha. Doesn't say Laila. Yeah. Okay? So that's the question. Yeah? Compelling question? So this really drove the Rishonim to adopt a number of approaches to trying to resolve this difficulty. Okay? So one of the approaches found in the Gaonim, and this is in source number 6 in the Rashba. The Rashba quotes the Gaonim at the very end. This is really an extreme approach. It's a very difficult reading of the Gemara. But the Gaonim say that really what the Gemara in Brachos meant to say was that you could daven Mariv early, but you can't meet Kiddush early. You have to wait until nightfall to meet Kiddush. Ah, you'll tell me, Va'omer Kedusha Alakos. It's very difficult. Either they had a different gears on the Gemara, or I'm not sure. But what they say is that you have to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim to meet Kiddush. So if that's the case, then we're accepting the premise of the question, right? The premise of the question was that Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa. This man of Tosefes is a dirabanan time period. You can't do a mitzvah d'oraisa during a dirabanan time period. So therefore, say the Gaonim, inachinami. Exactly. You have to wait until nightfall to make Kiddush. Answer number one. Okay? What's important for our purposes is that that accepts the premise of the question. The premise of the question was that the time period of Tosefes Shabbos is only Midrabanan. Comes the Or Zeruah, and some other Rishonim as well, but I just picked out the Or Zeruah for now, and says that no. The time period of Tosefes Shabbos is considered Shabbos d'Oraisa. It's a Torah-sanctioned Shabbos. The Torah recognizes the efficacy of that acceptance. When you bring in Shabbos early, the Torah says that now it's Shabbos. If that's the case, then am I doing a mitzvah d'oraisa during a d'rabbanan time or during a d'oraisa time?
D'oraisa.
Then I get out of the problem. Right? So the Gaonim said, they maintained the question. They said that the Tosefes time is Dirabanan. Therefore, you have to delay the Kiddush. Other Rishonim, like the Or Zeruah, the Ra'ah, they say that no, you have to reject the premise of the question. And they say that the time period of the Tosefes is actually D'Oraisa. The Or Zeruah has a striking Lashon where he says, Havili Shabbos D'Oraisa. It's Mamish Shabbos. You might have thought that Shabbos doesn't kick in until nightfall. But says the Or Zeruah, no. When you accept Shabbos upon yourself, that adds to the status of Shabbos. And the way that he proves that is actually from this Gemara. He says, if it's the case that you could daven and you can make Kiddush, then it must be the case that Tosefes is biblically sanctioned or biblically recognized. So what's the machlokas here between these Rishonim? Whether Tosefes is only midrabanan and you have to wait until later to do Kiddush, or whether Tosefes is the Oraisa and that's precisely why you can do Kiddush early. Moshe, you have an answer?
No, just kind of going back. But can you also look at the Yisurim? I mean, like according to the Gaonim, let's say.
Yeah.
If I do Tosefes Shabbos and then I just start lighting fires and carrying or whatever, would that be an Isur D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan?
Sounds like it would be an Isur D'Rabbanan. That's what it sounds like.
And
unless the Gaonim hold that Tosefes is the Oraisa only legabe the Isur. And that brings me to my next point. Okay? That brings me to my next point. Which is, what is the root of the dispute between the Gaonim and these other Rishonim that you can say Kiddush early because the Tosef has the Oraisa? So I think, Moshe, you're getting to the main point. According to the Gaonim, what's the nature of the Tosefes? What am I doing when I add on to Shabbos? I'm adding to the time period of Isur. Right? I'm extending the time period of prohibition. I'm extending the Isur Malacha. I accept upon myself not to do Malacha from now, even though the Torah only compelled me not to do Malacha from nightfall or from Shkia. Yeah? But according to the Or Zeruah and the other Rishonim, Tosefes has a very different character. It's not an extension of the Isur Malacha. It's not just prolonging the prohibition. Tosefes is infusing the day with the character of Shabbos. You take Shabbos and you extend the status of Shabbos as opposed to one detail of Shabbos, the prohibition of Malacha. So for the Gaonim, since all that I'm doing is extending the prohibition, I can't do any positive mitzvos during that time, because for the positive mitzvos, I need the spirit and character of Shabbos, and I don't have that during the time period of Tosefes. Whereas for the Or Zeruah, the Torah recognizes my extension of Shabbos itself, the day of Shabbos, the character of Shabbos. And since my infusion of chol with the character of Shabbos is chal, it takes effect, so therefore that's significant not only for the prohibition, but also for the positive mitzvos. That allows me to daven, that allows me to recite Kiddush. Yeah? Yishmak? Good. So now let's come for a full circle, okay? We have a machlokas between the two deos in Tosfos. Am I allowed to have my Shabbos meal early? Yeah? Am I allowed to have my Shabbos meal early, or do I have to wait until nightfall? How might you explain that debate? The Rimi Korbil in Toso said that I could have my Shabbos meal early. Rabbeinu Yehuda said, no, you have to wait until late. What are they arguing about? What might you suggest in light of what we just said?
If the Sefer Shabbos is deraisa, in the sense you can then start fulfilling positives as well as not just refrain from the negatives, when the Rabbeinu Yehuda would hold that even though you can do Tosefes Shabbos, that only puts the restrictions of Isur Malacha on you. It doesn't allow you to fulfilling the positive commandments.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the way that Rav Soloveitchik wanted to explain this dispute in Tosfos. In Tosfos, on our daf, basically becomes a key to understanding the nature of this concept of Tosefes Shabbos. That's why it's such a beautiful Tosfos, because it brings you to a yesod in a big halachic topic. You have a machlokas about a detail, namely, am I allowed to have my Suda Shabbos early, or do I have to wait until nightfall? That becomes the key to unlocking the nature of the din of Tosefes Shabbos. For the Rimi Korbil that I can have my Shabbos meal early, that suggests that Tosefes Shabbos infuses chol with the character of Shabbos, such that not only am I prohibited from doing melacha, but I also have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvos hayom, the positive commandments. Whereas according to the second opinion in Tosos, where I have to wait until later to do my to have my Suda Shabbos, what might lie behind that opinion is a different understanding of Tosefes Shabbos, that Tosefes is really about extending the prohibition of melacha, but not about infusing the chol with the character of Shabbos. And that was the suggestion that Rav Soloveitchik made. Now, along these lines as well, we might answer Rav Elchanan Wasserman's question. Maybe Tosfos and Psachim and Tosfos and Ksubis are arguing about this very, very point. Tosfos and Psachim, in the first opinion that says that you can have your Suda Shabbos early, they hold what? They hold that Tosefes Shabbos is about infusing chol with the character of Shabbos, such that you can fulfill the positive mitzvos. Tosos and Ksubis that says that you cannot have Simchas Yontif, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif during the time period of Tosefes holds what? They hold like the second opinion in our Tosos, namely that Tosefes is all about extending the prohibition of Malacha, but not infusing the day with the character of Shabbos, and therefore it's not going to allow you to fulfill a positive mitzvah like Simchas Yontif. That would be another suggestion as to what the debate is between, or to explain that there's actually a debate between the Tosfos and Psachim and the Tosfos and Ksubis. Okay? To end off, I want to make one more point and then get to Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? What we've said so far is beautiful, but it's not necessarily the case. There is a different way to explain why the second opinion in our Tosfos holds that you can't have your Suda Shabbos until nightfall. Okay? And that comes from the Bach in source number 9. Everybody turn to source number 9. So the Bach says, Avol gmar ha-suda, af b'shar ha-avi shabbos uz v'yomim tovim, tzarech shetia b'layla, you have to end off your suda at nighttime. Why? Da ha-ikar ha-chiyuv shel ha-suda, midrasha d'tlasa hayom. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Zayin, extrapolates from the triple repetition of the word hayom that we're supposed to have three meals on Shabbos. Ah! So if that's the case, v'im kein eno yotze d'chada d'orta, and one of them is at nighttime, v'im kein eno yotze chiyuv suda elim kein ochla b'layla. So then you have to eat at nighttime. V'lo dami l'kiddush sheyachol ahosef mechol ala kodesh. For the mitzvah of kiddush, that you can do during the Tosefes time. But when it comes to the meal, when it comes to the chiyuv of the suda, Masha'in came ba'achila, ditzarech shetia ba'layla al kol panim. Ooh. And he quotes this from the Maharal, actually, the Maharal Miprak. So the Bach explains as follows. Remember when you asked me, I think Brian asked me, Ilan asked me, Ethan also was getting at this, when you guys were saying, we have a pasuk by matzah, va'achlu es habasar ba'layla hazeh, for Korban Pesach and matzah, that teaches us that you have to do those at nighttime, right? So you guys were saying, does anything parallel exist in the world of Shabbos, yeah? So the Bach is saying, yes, there is a parallel. You know what the parallel is? How do we know that we have to have three meals on Shabbos? Because of a drasha in Masecha Shabbos that says, Hayom, 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 there are three Hayoms in the Pasuk, that teaches us to have three meals. And we darshan that one of those meals is at nighttime. Oh, so if that's the case, then I have a Gzeres HaKosov that tells me that the meal has to be at nighttime. Just like the Pasuk tells me that Matzah and Korban Pesach have to be at nighttime. And if that's the case, so then the reason why I can't have my Suda Shabbos early, I have to wait until later, is not because I think that Tosefes is only about Isur Melacha. I might think that Tosefes is also about infusing chol with the character of Shabbos. But nonetheless, I won't be able to have my Suda. Why? Because there's a pasuk that tells me that I have to wait until nighttime to have the Suda. Just like the Torah said for Matzah and Pesach. And if I have a pasuk that requires me to wait until nighttime, I don't care what you say about Tosefes, you're going to have to wait until night. So if that's the case, then the machlokas between the two positions in our Tosfos is not about the nature of Tosefes, but rather about the nature of the Chiyuv Suda of Shabbos. When the Torah told me to have three meals, did it tell me to have one of them at nighttime? According to the first daya, no, you just have to have three. According to the second daya, yes, it told you you have to have it at night, and therefore you can't have it earlier on during the time period of Tosefes. Okay? So what emerges is two possibilities to explain the machlokas in our Tosos. The Rav suggested that the machlokas in our Tosos really revolves around the understanding of Tosefes. Is Tosefes about extending the prohibition of Malacha, in which case I can't have my Suda early? Or is it about infusing the day with the character of Shabbos, in which case I can have my Suda early? We suggested that there could be another explanation of the Machlokas, namely, did the Torah tell me that I have to have my Suda Shabbos at night? If I have to have it at night, then I can't have it during Tosefes Shabbos. If I don't have to have it specifically at night, I just have to have three meals throughout Shabbos, so then I could have it during the Tosefes time period. Halacha l'maisa, source number 11, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that, of course, one may make Shabbos early, one can be mekabel Shabbos early and daven Maariv early, and make Kiddush early. The Taz comments that if one does so, so he can also have his Suda early. The Taz paskins like the first position in our Tosfos, that you can have your Suda early when you make early Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Brura in Simen Reish Samach Zayin comments that even though that is the opinion of some opinions, others disagree. V'yesh cholkin v'sovrin, she'yizahir limshok se'udaso ara layla v'yochal kezayis balayla. Some are of the opinion that you should go out of your way to have a kezayis of bread once nighttime, once nightfall arrives. Why? D'chivan de'hagimol se'udos yalfinon mimadich sivich luhu hayom ki shabbos hayom la'ashem v'gomer, bo'inan she'yekayim oso b'yom shabbos atzmo u'lechatchila nachol lachosh le'divrayim. And the Mishnah Berurah bases it on what we just explained, that because the Pasuk says Hayom, 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 therefore you have to have the Suda on Shabbos itself, not during the Tosefes Shabbos time period, in which case you would have to go out of your way to have a kezayis of bread after nightfall. And the Mishnah Berurah says that V'chein nachon lachosh l'divrayim, l'chatchila nachon lachosh l'divrayim, l'chatchila, one should try to fulfill that position and have a kezayis of bread after nightfall. So this is very much halacha l'maisa. Rav Schechter actually wrote this in one of his coronavirus tshuvas. He made reference to this, that when we do make Shabbos early, it could be during any time of the year when we make Shabbos early, but it's very popular during the summertime when we make Shabbos early, we should try our best, lechatchila, to have a kezayis of bread after nightfall. So that means that if you come home from shul and you start eating, you can have your meal early, but once tzeis arrives, then you should have a kezayis of challah at that time, in order to fulfill this opinion that really the Suda Shabbos should be during the actual time of Shabbos, not during the Tosefes Shabbos. Okay, so that is our Tosfos on Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, the two opinions, how they reflect on the conceptual understanding of Tosefes Shabbos, and we explain two ways that you could analyze the machlokas in Tosos. We came out with halacha l'maisa conclusion that lechatchila we should be concerned for the more machmir opinion. Okay, wish everybody a great rest of the week. I'll see you on Wednesday. Okay, shkreif.